This is Pastor Dave, chaplain from the IOF, home with today's KCMR devotion. Our theme for today is treasures in heaven come from the heart. Our scripture is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 and Matthew 6, 19 through 34. Trust is something that we all will contend with. It's based on shared relationship. We trust that Lord is always with us because He's promised that He will never leave us or forsake us. Trust in God to provide for you. You're limited, He's not. Every person has trust issues when it comes to other people. We are all so imperfect. With that said, how do we trust others when we all remember being burned when it came to trust? We reflect on those positive experiences when trust was reciprocated. All of us have let others down at some point. After all, we're human. But take note of the ultimate source of trust. Trust in Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. I use that scripture periodically in devotions because I think it's really important for us to realize don't be the fountain of knowledge for yourself when you can go to a higher authority. Today, there are a lot of challenges before us as we look to leadership to guide us. Dignity and respect for others needs to be what we provide as God's people. Jesus taught us that when He walked among us. He dealt with humanity in many situations. We're all confronted with the earthly pull to put stock in what the world says is important. Jesus says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal." Matthew 6, 19. The world's influence on us is always a tug of war. Jesus knows this about human nature, and He reminds us to place our faith and trust in God to see us through our battles. Matthew 6, 20 reads, "But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal." Live to honor God by loving others in Jesus' name. Every believer is called to listen to the Word and to respond by putting those words into action. Jesus says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Matthew 6, 21. Jesus knows that the thirst for money is a strong temptation. The world promotes the idea, look out for number one, one being self. But take heart. He knows our struggles and He is here to guide us into God's truth. Sometimes people get confused about the money issue. Money is not to be sought after. The love of money. We have love in our hearts for a lot of things. Jesus wants us to put our love and trust in Him. It comes down to this. Worry is a constant companion in our lives. It is so hard not to worry. Take heed to Jesus as He shares His insight about tendency to worry in Matthew 6, 27. Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? My response to that question is, I believe worrying has caused me to have more gray hairs than I care to have, but it's just a part of life. Let's be frank and honest about worry. We try not to worry about things, but life gets away from us at times. When you find yourself being frazzled and out of sorts, lean into Jesus' words and find what God has for you. "But seek ye first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well." Matthew 6:33. Life has many choices in store for you. Take it upon yourself to find God's grace and beauty, no matter what you face in life. Pause when you can and reflect on taking care of today. Jesus says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Matthew 6:33. And my response to that, "each day has enough trouble of its own," is, amen to that. Find what you need to get through your day. Lean on Jesus. Let's pray. God, we come to You today asking You to help us in our endeavor to be like Jesus. The journey we call life is really hard at times. And sometimes it feels like it's just overwhelming and more than we can process. But help us to remember, Nothing is going to happen in our hearts and lives that you can't help us with. You remind us you are a refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This has been Pastor Dave, chaplain from the IOF home. To hear this devotion again, go to kcmrfm.com. God bless you as you travel today.